John Craven, the best love presenter on British television. In this radio program, you are going to hear some new words. Read and listen to them. Make sure you know what they mean. Mist. Apprentice. Eye-catching. Push the boundaries. AIDS. Rewarding. Ready? Now read the questions on the next page. Read them carefully before listening to the radio program. Famous for his jumpers and his relaxed behaviour, John Craven is one of the best loved presenters on British television. He has been the presenter of the BBC television programmes News Round and Country File, and in 1996, the Royal Television Society made John Craven a member of its Hall of Fame.
Hello, John. We are delighted to have you here. Welcome to our programme.
Thank you for inviting me. It's a real pleasure.
Is it true that you only ever missed one episode of News Round, and that was because your wife was having a baby?
No, that's not exactly true. The first edition I missed was in the very early days in 1972, when my first daughter was born, and the newsreader Richard Whitmore took over for me. Later, I did miss two or three editions because of illness, and when the programme went daily, round the year every week, I did take some holidays.
How did you start in the TV business?
Well, I left school at 16 and got a job as a commercial apprentice. But I was really more interested in writing than in studying to be a company secretary, so after 3 years, I became a junior reporter for a local newspaper. Maybe I should have studied harder and tried to get to university, but in those days, you didn't need a degree to get into journalism, and I had a great time in my early 20s learning my trade.
What do you think of the way news programs have developed? What is the impact of computers, for example?
Computer graphics have changed everything, and almost every story seems to need an eye-catching graphic. Because television is the visual medium, I think there can be a tendency for television producers to say, "We've got a great graphic here, now what's the story to go with it?" Some can be extremely helpful in understanding a subject, as well as being entertaining to watch. But I often ask myself if some of them are really needed.
Are there any decisions you regret as editor of News Round? Did you ever feel that you went too far with a story, or not far enough?
No, I don't regret any editorial decisions I made on News Round. Sometimes we did push the boundaries, such as the first time we reported on AIDS. It was in the late 1980s, and children were being told they could catch AIDS from toilet seats, from kissing dad, things like that. So we decided to correct all that by devoting a whole edition of News Round to AIDS and putting it into a proper perspective. I thought we might get lots of complaints, but we had only two, and one of them said we had not gone far enough.
Why did you decide to leave News Round and work on Country File rather than staying with the news? Was it a difficult decision? Do you have any regrets?
I moved to Country File from News Round because the job was offered to me, and after many years in the daily news business, I thought that presenting a weekly programme about the countryside would be a very pleasant change. And so it has proved to be. I was looking for a new direction. I have always had great affection for the countryside, and my years on News Round had developed my interest in the environment and conservation, so Country File was, for me, the perfect choice. I see some of the best bits of Britain on my Country File travels, which makes the job even more rewarding.
Are there any other jobs in television that you would still like to do?
I would love to work on a program for children and teenagers.
Children and teenagers are often said to be only interested in quiz shows and pop stars. Do you think that's a fair criticism?
Not in my experience. During my time on Newsround, I got thousands of letters from children expressing strong opinions on a huge variety of topics. They have high ideals. They want to prevent the world from destroying itself. The problem has always been in retaining those ideals when they grow up. And anyway, what's wrong with being interested in pop stars?
I believe that you presented Newsround for about 17 years. Do you have any idea how long you'll stay on Countryfile? And do you think you'll stay in television for the rest of your working life?
Yes, I was with Newsround for 17 years, and I've been with Countryfile since 1989. So I've spent almost all my broadcasting years on just two programs. I'm proud to be associated with these programs. I hate the thought of retiring and hope to keep broadcasting for as long as people will have me.
Well, John, I'm afraid we've run out of time. Thank you very much for being with us, and the best of luck with Countryfile.
Thank you. It was a real pleasure.